You know, I didn't realize 70% of Americans don't have college degrees. You know that?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you don't have to have a college degree to be successful, but there are a lot of uneducated people in America. White people too. A lot of uneducated white people. And I think the politicians are not doing themselves a favor by pandering to uneducated, low-skilled workers by making promises like, yo, we want to make housing affordable. It's not gonna get, you can't do that.
Impossible.
It's not impossible. I mean, like, oh, we want to make sure that everybody has ability to get a good job. It's impossible. It's not gonna happen. And that's even when Tim Cook years ago when they was like, you know, he was in front of Congress and they were saying like, you know, how can we bring all of these jobs that Apple has overseas back to America? And he said it's impossible. You can't bring them back to America because the price that we can pay people overseas, we can't do in America. And it's so much regulation, red tape. You got unions, so much stuff. And then from the skills standpoint, the skills are not there as well. So no, we can't. I mean, you just gotta be honest. Pricing is not going to be affordable. It's only gonna go up. I just saw a report that there's more homeless people than ever. 10% increase from last year, 600,000 homeless people.
That's crazy.
So
Nationwide?
yeah.
Oof.
So housing is not going down. It's not gonna, I don't care how much affordable housing you try to make or how much rent control,
Subjective.
that's putting a band-aid on a gunshot wound. The overall housing market is only going to continue to go up. It's like the stock market. Housing prices go up over the course of time. Less jobs will be available and it's not going to be higher paying jobs. It's not going to happen. A good job doesn't, there's no such thing as a good job. A good job is being an NBA player. If that's a good job. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as trying to get a good job, as far as
Or yeah, in tech if you can break in, but it's really tough to break into.
and even tech, they had mass layoffs last year, right? When Meta laid off 10,000 people, tech jobs are not guaranteed anyway, especially when it comes to AI taking a lot of tech jobs away. People running leaner operations. So, we just gotta be honest. This is a new age economy. And if you're not participating at a high level as an entrepreneur, as an investor in technology, you're not gonna make it. You're not gonna make it. Everybody's not gonna make it. That's the harsh reality of life. And I feel like other countries are embracing that, and they're setting their children up to have mandatory skill sets. They're setting their children up to have less access to things that's not important because they know that they have no choice. Like, we still want to, you know, act like it's 1950 and say like everybody deserves a good paying job. Everybody, yeah, they deserve it, but it's not going to happen. And the more you feed people that lie, the more it's going to be tougher and tougher and tougher for people to actually survive in this economy, for sure. So, and that's on both sides of the aisle. I think just politicians in general, it's you're pandering to people. I understand why you're pandering to them, but you're telling people lies, really, by saying that it's not something that is sustainable. And we have a major problem with a lot of uneducated, low-skilled workers in America. We blame migrants for the situation, but we got a lot of issues outside of the migrants. The
Yeah,
migrants
you have a
are not,
different point.
that's not the end all be all. You can not have one migrant come in for the rest of the year. It's still going. Where are you still going to live? Where are you still going to work? Where are you still going to, like, that's not going to solve every single problem by just trying to build a border fence. So
And even with that, every time I go to Mexico, they told all the Mexicans to build a wall, and Mexico gonna pay for it. And every time I go to Mexico, I see more white people than ever on international arbitrage, driving up the prices of homes and other places because the price have gotten too high here in the States. Like, if you don't have a mortgage or have a plan to be free and clear by the next 15 years, like, in by 2030, I think I was looking this past weekend. I put it in stock club. The average home price in New York is going to be 998,000. That's not that far away. It's not that far away. So
For sure. And like you said, I mean, everybody talks about people that are driving up prices in America. Americans are driving up prices all over the world.
everywhere else
All right.
Italy, Rome, Australia, India, definitely Mexico, Puerto Rico. Jake Paul, y'all ran the price up on the island.
Like throw a dart. Throw a dart.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotta be friend.
You said it's interesting. I just had this conversation the other day about affordable housing. I'm like, that's really a subjective term, because how do you determine what's affordable?
Fact.
Like, you can go here in White Plains or anywhere in Westchester, and a 2-bedroom is going to cost you $3,000. Right? You get it at an affordable housing, and it's like $1,800. If somebody doesn't have a job that's paying over $65,000-$70,000, then it's not. How do you 30%? It just doesn't. The math doesn't map.
And for clarification, from ChatGPT, 62% of United States adults do not hold a four-year degree.
That's we said. That's not a surgeon, you know. So it's not pulling off on
62% of Americans do not
gotta go to Google.
It pulls information from Google,
but it's not pulling. She said this. That's why I said you gotta. So like, take it from Google. Take it from a search engine, where that's just.
Well, this is what politicians told me as well. Yeah. So 62% of Americans do not have 4-year degrees. Mm. That means 38% of Americans have 4-year degrees.
Right. So like, and it's still more people don't have them than do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I said 62.
Yeah.
It's still of the majority
of people don't.
The majority of American adults do not have 4-year degree. And like I said, having a 4-year degree doesn't mean that you're not intelligent.
Let's just pause there. It doesn't mean that it guarantees you anything.
No, of course not. But
it's just crazy.
Nothing.
It does speak to a lot of formerly uneducated people.
Yeah. You know what? But that also ties into the conversations we just had earlier about investing in Sally Mae. Right? Like if it's, let's just say it's 60-40, right? If 60% of the people are not accumulating that debt, what does that tell you about the future trajectory of that company?
Of the company,
right? That means that number, I don't see that number swaying.
Increasing, no.
Right?
I think people going to college has peaked.
But
probably peaked around 2005.
But the cost of college is going up. So even if it's less,
you have more, right?
Even if the college inflation is 2 times regular inflation.
Yeah.
So even if it's less people going, they're still going to be borrowing
they raise more the price. Money
because the price is going up.
Until
2 times higher than regular inflation.
Until people just say, I'm not going, period. Even if at that scale, right? Like at a certain point, I can't go to NYU. Like if my daughter's like, and granted, like we're obviously blessed, but if she's like, let's say an average person who doesn't get a scholarship, a kid has pretty good grades, and he's like, I want to go to NYU, and it's $70,000 a year, and you're talking a 4-year degree, like that's tough.
Yeah.
That becomes impossible.
Well, what's your options if you don't have a college degree?
Well, Google and Meta said it wasn't mandatory anymore a couple of years ago. That put some waves through that student loan market, and colleges have to do better.
But
I think we have to start.
There's not a lot of high paying jobs, people that are highly skilled that only have high school diplomas. In theory, yes. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that how many tech software engineers do you know that just taught themselves how to computer code and have never went to college? There are some people that have done that.
Right.
But the vast majority of people that are just getting through high school without a high school degree, with a high school diploma and have never gone to college or not finishing colleges, these people are not highly skilled workers in the workforce. This is people that I just know firsthand, experience, right? I don't know one person personally that has not graduated from college that is a highly skilled person. Now, I'm just speaking from just people that I know personally.
I know a couple. I would say this time is so unique because even if they don't have the degree, right, they still have an opportunity with technology to figure out how to do something, right? Like YouTube has, and again, back to the first conversation of how showing you skill, like literally there are things that I've watched on YouTube and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to study this, right? Like people watch us and say that. They're like, yo, I had no idea about this career. I watched that episode and sparked my mind to think like, oh man, I can do this. Let me go dive down this rabbit hole to figure out more information about that. Now, are you highly skilled? I guess you got to be in the practice of doing it, right? But the information is there, the how, whereas before, if you didn't go to college, It was like, I don't know what you're going to do. Now it's like, if you don't go to college, nah, there's some things you can still do.
I mean, I'm just speaking. I'm just a practical person, right? So the average person that has a bachelor's degree earns between $65,000 and $75,000 a year. The average adult with a high school diploma earns between $35,000 and $40,000 a year. This is just a fact. So what I'm saying is that there's always going to be outliers, right? But I'm saying the vast majority of people, education at the highest level still lends you more opportunity to make more money. Right. So having a college degree is still going to give you a better opportunity in the grand scheme of things to earn more money than if you just have a high school diploma. You don't need to have a college degree to become a millionaire. You don't need to have a college degree to become a billionaire. Mark Zuckerberg does not have a college degree. But what I'm saying is that for the average American, right, the best pathway forward is still with college, which leads to debt. And being that the majority of people do not have college degrees, well, now you start to see why we're in economic trouble and why the average person is almost a $20,000 difference. That adds a lot.
Yeah, but
what do you mean by economic trouble?
In the 1980s and pay off a car by working in the factory. The people didn't do that. The politicians who sold the shit to China fucked that up.
Right. Like, I wouldn't say that those are the people that are causing the economic trouble.
No, I'm saying when I say economic trouble, I'm saying the whole entire country is in economic trouble. So what I'm saying is that if you earn less money, right, you have a greater strain on you for housing, for groceries, for to buy a car, to put your kids in college, to put your kids in school. Right. So when you have a lot of people earning less money, right, that's going to cause a disruption in the ecosystem. So now you start to see, okay, now it makes sense. If the majority, if there's $20,000 difference between people that graduate from college, people that don't graduate from college, and 65% whatever of people do not graduate from college, that means the majority of people are just off the bat have a tremendous harder time to make money, right? So now you got a whole majority underclass of people that is going to be harder for them to ever rise up, to ever make six figures, to ever become a million. That's going to be tremendously harder for them, right? Now, when multiple generations start to do that, now you have millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people that are all stuck in that same belly. Now it becomes a drain on society, and it becomes difficult for those people to move up the economic ladder. As opposed to the people that's highly educated, they might not even become millionaires themselves, but they have a higher trajectory in life to earn more money. And that's going to be more beneficial for society.
If I was a debt servicing company, wouldn't it behoove me to lobby to tell people that if you buy this thing for me, you're going to make $20,000 more. And if you don't buy this thing for me, you won't be able to have a white picket fence. We can talk about on blackout, but
so you're saying that the numbers are not real numbers?
Not saying that they're not real, but if I cause the chaos as to why, because in the 1980s, even through early 1990s, most families in most cities could have a 9-degree based job and own a home.
But that's what I'm saying. But those days are over. What the days of working at a factory and becoming,
who caused that though?
Well, a lot of things caused it. I think that just the general technology took away a lot of jobs.
But it also created a lot of jobs.
No, it did, but it took away a lot of low-skilled jobs. Like before, you can go to a power plant, you can go to different, you could become a blue-collar person and have two cars, have a home. You could live the American dream with
another family up the street and be A-okay.
With low-skill education, low skills and low education. What I'm saying is that now that's difficult to do. It's difficult to live that life with low skills and low education. You got to have at least one or the other. It behooves you to have both.
Yeah, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying that there's opportunity to have a higher level of education. Obviously, I think there needs to be school reform, but there's an opportunity to have a higher level education without going to college or university. Whereas in the past, that wasn't an opportunity.
No, for sure. Yeah. I'm just saying, we've created a platform where people can educate themselves and make millions of dollars based off of the information without going to college or school. So I understand that. But I'm just saying, just speaking large numbers, the educational system in America is broken. Let's just say.
Or is it working how it's supposed to?
until it's not working out.
What Rockefeller paid for the American education system, it is working perfectly fine for what it was designed to do.
Until it's not. Until we don't have the biggest economy in the world. Until we have so many unskilled workers that it becomes a, until.
Is that coming soon?
Until there's no more cake to feed the people, right? That's what the French Revolution. She said, feed them cake. Well, they took a head off because of that. So
$35 trillion in debt to income ratio, 125%.
The bread and circus works. You know why the bread and circus worked? Question.
Why?
Because they had bread and circus. No, Rome gave citizens free bread, and they provided them with a free circus. So we don't even have free. You're not getting free food unless you get a bread, welfare voucher. But I was like, and even entertainment at this point is not even free. You gotta have a television to even watch it. So it's like the bread and circus works as long as you could provide free circus and a free bread.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.